Good evening, Sangha. Joanna led us so beautifully earlier into the teachings on compassion as a dwelling place. These Brahma Viharas are atmospheric. They represent the quality of mind that's naturally there when the mind is unhindered by the hindrances and other ways that we cling. And compassion is a beautiful practice in that it supports an extension of heart, starting from our own felt sense of compassion out into recognition and radiance of compassion towards all beings. So I'd like to offer a guided meditation for us to just step into the qualities of compassion, just have a taste of this practice. It's one of many ways to experience a practice of compassion. So I invite you to take a seat of balance, to the degree that your body is allowing it right now. Again, that could mean standing or lying down in the back. And bringing your attention into the body. Bringing your awareness there. You might simply ask, what's happening right now? Where is aliveness known? Feeling the energetic body easing into this posture, this form. Connecting with the breath. Inviting a sense of softening. As Tara offered us last night, it's useful in establishing ourselves and the Brahma Viharas that we establish a sense of safety or protection to begin. So I invite a sense of having a trio of protection. So imagine, if you will, and we're playing with imagination and memory through this guided practice. Imagine, if you will, a benefactor, someone who cares about you, someone that is living or may not be living. Someone that at the very thought of them you soften a bit, and there's warmth. Feel that on the inside. Imagine them sitting right behind you, close enough so that you can feel their warmth. Imagine you're breathing together and you're feeling the support entering from the back of the body, touching your heart. This benefactor is person or pet that cares for you. Allowing every cell to be bathed from just this recollection. It could have been a moment. Just feeling into this kindness at your back, this compassion. And then to the right of you sits someone you dearly love. Someone you truly loved or still love today that's in your life. Imagine them right at your right side, sitting close by, admiring you, delighting in your practice. Feel the kind exchange between you as you feel their presence on the right side of you. Really allowing the circuitry of care to be felt throughout the body. Maybe reflecting on a couple of moments where you were really touched by this loved one. Let this recollection fill the body, warm the heart, and connect with the benefactor. Beautiful radiance of care and compassion flooding the body, bathing every cell. Allowing yourself to be touched by these memories, by this imagery. Resting your awareness, allowing yourself to be touched. Continuing to breathe and stay connected with the body and the breath. And to the right of you, or is it the left of you, invite in a younger and innocent part of yourself. A part of your life that where you felt free, spontaneous, uninhibited, innocent. Recall a memory or a part of you that was so alive and carefree. Invite them to sit on the left side of you. Nice and close. See them twinkling their eyes and looking at you in delight. Proud of you. And feel the warmth of this little one. Cuddling next to you. Allow yourself to be touched by their love, their joy. Letting yourself be bathed by this care. This flood of innocence moving through the body and the heart. From this little one. From this beloved one, the benevolent one. And from the dear one. The back of you. Both sides of you. This trio of protection and care. Yes, feeling the aliveness of this compassion, this unconditional regard. Breathing it in. Softening, allowing. Letting this care be known. And now inviting in a part of you that struggles, that suffers. A part of you that may over effort or may be grieving. Feeling tremendous anxiety or agitated, feeling hopeless or helpless. Just imagine yourself inviting this part of you to enter into this foursome, to come in close towards you and this trio of protection. Invite them in close, and with this protection surrounding you, really take a good look at them. See them through your heart's eye. And invite them in a little closer, perhaps in your arms. And feel their presence near you. This is a poem by Arthur Miller. I dreamt I had a child, and even in the dream, I saw it was my life. And it was an idiot, and I ran away. But it always crept over my lap again, clutched at my clothes until I thought, if I could kiss it, whatever in it was my own, perhaps I could sleep. And I bent over to its broken face, and it was horrible, but I kissed it. I think one must finally take one's life into one's arms. So allowing this part of you that suffers, that struggles, that's hurting, that's been waiting for you to come in close and closer and engulf them and this circle of protection with your innocent one, with the dear one, and with the benefactor. And as you continue to breathe, just allow these phrases to flow in. Imagine yourself saying to this dear one, oh, welcome, dear one. I see your pain. Don't be afraid. I will take care of you. I care about your suffering, and I'm here. I will stay with you. I will breathe with you. May you be soothed. May you be healed. May you know my love for you. I'm sorry you've been ignored and kept away. I will stay with you now, and I'll care for you. I'll care for you. When you feel deep sorrow, hopelessness, and despair, I will stay with you. I will breathe with you. And when you must hide, I will wait patiently by your door. May you be soothed. May you be healed. When you scream, and when you're on fire, I will stay with you until the fire subsides. When you appear hardened and impenetrable, I will stand beside you. May you be soothed. May you be healed. And when you share your most humiliating and murderous accounts, I will not turn away. I will stay with you. I will breathe with you. May you be soothed. May you be healed. May you feel my love for you. Just bring in awareness to the heart, body, and mind right now. Knowing you're protected, feeling the benefactor at your back, a dear one that you love on your right, and the innocent one on your left, still holding this little one that's suffering, softening. Notice if there's any change in the quality of your contact as you look at this one that you've invited in close. Knowing you're held, feeling the compassion moving through, feeling a sense of safety. And from this place of care and intimate contact, through your own creation, your own imagination and memory that's present in this very moment, just imagine the light from your compassion radiating out in this room, connecting with the yogis that are sitting here in this sacred space. Really opening to feeling the strength of love and compassion that's in the room. As if our lights are joining together. Let's invite in all the children, all the migrant children. Imagine them finding their way in this room through your imagination. frightened, seeking care and compassion. And allow them to snuggle in, filling up every space in this room, bathing in this sea of compassion. The little ones, their siblings, their family, all benefiting from our practice of compassion. Feel their presence here in this room. And there's still room here for all of the other people that are suffering in the world. Imagine them eager to share in this space of loving compassion, this palpable, sacred vortex that we're creating together. Imagine them all here, breathing with us. Breathing in their sorrow. Breathing out kindness and compassion. Imagine all the other people throughout the world that are sitting like we are today in a liberation practice, and those standing in protest all over the world, standing for our humanity. Imagine them here too. Continuing to feel the love from your trio of protection. Connecting your suffering with the suffering in the world. Offering your compassion. Yes, welcome, welcome all of those of you who suffer. Welcome. I see your pain. I care about your suffering. I'm here. I will stay with you. I will breathe with you. May you be soothed. May you be healed. I'm so sorry you've been ignored and kept away. I will stay with you now and care for you. I won't turn away. May you feel my love for you. My care for you. Continuing to breathe in the suffering. And breathe out compassion for the sea of suffering in the world, something you can recognize through your own life. Feel the energy of compassion that's joining yours in this room, caring for the suffering in the world, near and far. Just using your own words to offer care. Staying connected to your own heart here. In my studies with the West African spirituality of Yoruba, I was taught that when there is great suffering, you connect with the elements as a form of support, the elements and the ancestors. So I'd like to leave us from this sit with a music selection of The Wails. The whales that migrate, maybe the oldest creatures of migration. Who can carry our sorrows and support us in carrying the weight of our sorrows. We're turning it over to a larger element for support. May all beings, without exception, be free from suffering. May all beings, without exception, benefit from our practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.